Although religious liberty is the first freedom listed in the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, there are constantly threats to it. Recently, the Alliance Defending Freedom, the ADF, filed a lawsuit on behalf of Arizona Christian University, ACU. The ADF notes that in late February, the Washington Elementary School District School Board in Glendale, Arizona, unanimously voted to terminate its relationship with ACU simply because they disagreed with the school's religious beliefs. As a result, its students will no longer have student teaching opportunities in the school district, even though the ACU has served the school district for the past 11 years. Jacob Reed serves as an ADF attorney involved in this case. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and we welcome Jake Reed to the program. Jake, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Jerry.
Okay, so here's this Christian school that has had a good relationship for at least 11 years with this local school board in the somewhere in Arizona, and now things have gone sour. The school board has said, nope, no more students from this school. They're too bigoted. What's the issue?
Well, it's exactly that, Jerry. You know, the Arizona Christian University has partnered with the Washington Elementary School District, as you said, for the last 11 years. And that partnership has been nothing but beneficial to both parties. In fact, the school district has hired 17 Arizona Christian alums as full-time teachers within their schools to teach the students and do what they love to do and feel that they are called to do. But all that changed this past February. We're out of nowhere. Again, this is following a positive 11-year relationship. The school board drastically decided to cease the agreement with Arizona Christian. And the only reason they gave whatsoever was citing Arizona Christian's beliefs about serving Jesus Christ and spreading the gospel, and Arizona Christian's beliefs about, you know, biblical marriage and sexuality and the fact that they believe in those beliefs and what the Bible teaches on that. There were no other reasons cited, no other reasons given other than quoting verbatim Arizona Christian's religious beliefs from their website, disparaging those beliefs, and then they decided unanimously to terminate this positive relationship.
Has the Arizona Christian University, have they revised their beliefs or something recently? Or, in other words, who changed? Obviously, the answer is either the makeup of the school board changed in the Glendale, Arizona, or, they went woke.
That's a great question, and the answer is Arizona Christian has not changed. They've always had these beliefs. I don't know dating back to exactly when, but these are their beliefs, and they've held them, over the prior years while this relationship had been ongoing. The school board, I do believe a few members of the school board are relatively new. I don't know exactly when they're elected. I'm not an Arizona citizen. But I do believe the school board did change, and that has prompted the discrimination that we're seeing here.
You know, just as an aside, it shows you how important these elections are, even something as, your local school board.
That's right. That's right. I mean, it starts with the Constitution, and we are the people. We the people select who we choose to govern ourselves. And that, as you mentioned, that goes all the way from, the Oval Office down to our local school board and the individuals who are making policy and making decisions that affect our children, the children we're sending to these public schools, and they're directly making these decisions that impact them.
Okay, comment on the constitutionality involved, in this case. Has the school board in some ways violated the Constitution? Has the school somehow violated the Constitution? When I say the school, I mean the Arizona Christian University. What's bring out the Constitution here?
Absolutely. So the school district has violated the Constitution in multiple ways. Here we're looking at, a couple different areas, one being the Free Exercise Clause, which protects Arizona Christian's ability to practice their beliefs. And a general principle of the free exercise clause is that the government here, the school board, cannot discriminate against people or organizations of faith. And that's what they did. They said, Arizona Christian, you know, you're not welcome here. We don't like your beliefs. So you're not going to be able to participate as other institutions might be able to. And on top of that, the Constitution also prohibits religious hostility. The government can't be hostile towards your religious beliefs. They cannot disparage your religious beliefs. A case you might be familiar with, or some of your listeners that came up in the last couple of years, is the Masterpiece Cake Shop case out of Colorado with Jack Phillips and baking a cake. And there, the Colorado Human Rights Commission made, you know, disparaging remarks about Jack Phillips's beliefs about marriage, and, you know, compared them to the Holocaust and what the Nazis did. And you know, so we feel that the school district did something similar here, where they, you know, said that these views were bigoted, the Arizona Christians' views were bigoted, and that their beliefs and views would make children in the school district feel unsafe. So at a minimum, the Constitution prohibits that. You can't treat others less than equal because of your religious beliefs, and you certainly cannot be hostile towards religious beliefs.
Okay, what if the other side says, yeah, but the Supreme Court said in the Obergefell that the Constitution acknowledges, you know, so-called same-sex marriage. And when I say so-called marriage, I mean God doesn't, but they do.
Sure.
So your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's a good point, you know, but we got to remember here, the Constitution limits the government. Here, the school board, the school district is the government. So, you know, while the Supreme Court might have said a number of years ago, you have a right to same-sex marriage, that doesn't mean that the government can take that belief, a belief that, you know, same-sex marriage is proper and okay, and force that belief on others. The Constitution prohibits the government from doing that, and that's essentially what the school district is doing here. They're pointing to Arizona Christian and saying, we don't like your beliefs on marriage and sexuality, so unless you adopt our beliefs, then you're not allowed to participate with us.
You know, it's funny. I'm glad that we even brought up Obergefell, the 2015 decision, because as I recall, even Kennedy, Justice Kennedy, who wrote that decision, even said something like, now I realize or I acknowledge that maybe some people are concerned about same-sex marriage because it might pose a problem to religious freedom, but I don't think it will, you know, something to that effect. And he was so wrong about that, wasn't he?
That's right. That's right. You know, he said that they're decent and honorable beliefs. And obviously it didn't seem he would think this would be an issue, but we're seeing today it is. You know, the government in multiple cases, not only this case, is they've adopted their own orthodoxy on what they think is proper, and then they're trying to impose that orthodoxy on others, on private individuals and on private organizations, you know, on private religious organizations. And the First Amendment, the Constitution, protects the religious organizations and their ability to believe what they want, and it limits the government's ability to impose their beliefs on others.
Okay, so explain how this case works in terms of, okay, you're basically saying that, look, Arizona Christian University has been discriminated against, and you need to stop that, but we want you to have that good relationship that you used to have with them, and, you know, instead of going to some other university, just explain how that works. And by the way, I mean, this... I'm glad you guys are doing this. That is, I'm glad you're a part of this lawsuit, because this kind of thing just keeps going this way where, you know, it's this nation's being taken over where you can't disagree, it seems, you know, with the new so-called sexual orthodoxy, if you will.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And, you know, so we're asking the court here to, at a minimum, you know, prohibit the school district from discriminating against Arizona Christian, and to further to reinstate their agreement, to allow that agreement to continue on moving forward in the future. And, you know, I should note again that the school district offered no evidence or no reason other than Arizona Christian's religious beliefs why they, you know, discontinued this agreement. So we're asking the court to allow that agreement to go further. And, you know, let's remember who's harmed here. Arizona Christian is harmed. Its students is harmed, but also the elementary school kids within the district. You know, now they're losing out on additional teacher help and student teachers that want to be in those schools and that want to care for them. So they're effectively the students within the district. You know, elementary age children are the ones being harmed by the school district's choices here.
You've mentioned some of the Supreme Court decisions that may have bearing to this. Can you mention some other ones that we should note?
Absolutely. So I mentioned that, you know, the government can't exclude a religious organization from participating in a public program such as this as everyone else. So that would be, you know, the Trinity Lutheran case from 2017 and just this past term, Carson v. Macon, which dealt with school tuition. And there the court says, you know, up in Vermont, excuse me,
Vermont,
the government
or Maine?
Can't exclude Maine. Apologies. It's Maine. We have sister cases in Vermont. ADF does. You know, there the court said the government can't exclude private religious schools from seeking tuition reimbursement. So those cases stand for the proposition that the government can't discriminate against or exclude from certain programs religious organizations.
Now, I realize that at the time of the adoption of the First Amendment, going back to 1791, that schools weren't even part of the government because they were run, you know, they were all private and often they were run by churches and there was a lot of homeschooling and so forth. But do you think the founding fathers ever intended the day? I know they didn't. You know, that basically, you know, all of the education would be totally devoid of any kind of Christian beliefs or values. And the reason I say I know they didn't is because they also adopted, in addition to the First Amendment, they adopted something called the Northwest Ordinance, which mentioned education. It said religion, morality, and knowledge being necessary for, you know, the happiness of mankind and so forth. Schools and the means of education shall forever be encouraged. So they didn't expect and intend the schools to be these godless voids, but here we are today, and it's been all turned on its head.
Well, that's right, Jerry. That just shows you, you know, what can happen. And again, we're a relatively young nation, you know, a little over 250 years, where we've gone from a position where, you know, religion is protected and respected and advanced to a situation today where it's viewed as, you know, hostile or making people feel unsafe. And that's why, you know, we filed this case, because at a minimum, and part of the reason we brought it, is that the government cannot treat people of faith worse than everyone else. And, you know, students should not lose out on opportunities and be punished because of their religious beliefs. And unfortunately, that is what the Washington Elementary School District is doing here.
When you use the word safe, you know, this is an interesting idea. It's sort of like saying you have the right not to be offended. So is there a constitutional right to not be offended?
No. There is not.
Is there a constitutional right that every, you know, every environment you should be in should be a safe space for you?
Yeah, there's no constitutional right to that. There is a constitutional right, you know, to freedom of speech, which necessarily entails that there's going to be multiple views and multiple voices heard in the public sphere. And that the best way to, you know, combat speech or views that you don't like or that you find harmful is to speak against that and use your own voice to bring your values and your thoughts into the situation.
All right, Jake, thanks so much for being with us. The website would be adflegal.org, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, adflegal.org. And the name of this case is involving the Arizona Christian University. Thank you so much for being with us, Jake. All the best.
Thank you. Take care.